Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Let's talk Merseyside Derby and welcome former Blues captain, man who knew what it meant to wear the Blues badge, of course, Kevin Ratcliffe. Morning to Kev.
Morning, Steve.
How are we feeling the night after that one? The morning after that one, I should say.
Yeah, not good. I mean, it was a poor display, wasn't it? And sometimes you get what you deserve, and I think we deserved that last night, the way we played. Well, the way we defended. I thought we, you know, started quite bright, and going forward we looked quite dangerous, but I mean, we could have been 2-0 down before they scored. You know, they had two one-on-ones, trying to play offside. It's just shocking, really. It wasn't the best of displays, was it?
So, saying that, you know, you could have been 2-0 down. You could have also scored as well. There was a couple of opportunities within that first 20 minutes where Morales was on the break. He decided to go himself instead of using a Lukaku. They were opportunities you can't squander in a derby.
No, but They were the bright. That was the bright part of it. Morales starting and looking sharp and looking dangerous. You know, he looked a threat. His option of choice of pass wasn't the best, was it? But I think we've caught Liverpool at the wrong time. You know, they're on a good run of form. We're not, and we suffered last night.
Well, what exactly went wrong? I mean, conceding the goals just before the half-time was obviously a devastating blow, and it gives you a mountain to climb. But did you see a lack of character or personality or organisation? What would you put your finger on?
Well, there certainly seemed to be second half a couple of lads getting their head down and not really sort of battling it out to have their damage limitation. I thought the keeper could have come for one of the goals for the cross. I think that was the first goal. Second goal was just, I don't know where we were. It just seemed lack of organisation at the back.
I think we're just slightly losing you there, Kev. Just move to the side, see if we can get a slightly better signal off you. There we go. That's a bit better. Go on.
Yeah, I think that's what they were losing last night. A bad signal.
Bad signal, yeah.
But no, lack of organisation at the back was really poor. Our defending's been poor all season, and I think that just showed us up even more. I think obviously Jags not being in there was a big blow for us. I think we miss him really badly. Don't know what we're going to be doing at the weekend. If Besic is going to be playing at centre back, depending if Stones is fit, but yeah, it's going to be interesting to see who's going to be playing at the back come Saturday in the semi final. I think the brightest part for me, or not brightest, but was Roberto's interview after.
Well, the honesty.
I think that we should have had a little bit more of that through the season. And I thought his honesty last night was spot on. I don't think the questions to him at the end was the best questions you'd like as a manager after coming off a 4-0 defeat. I thought, you know, he handled that press conference, or you know, especially the one on the TV, very, very well, but a little bit more of that through the season wouldn't have gone amiss.
I mean, sometimes there's no hiding place, is there either, Kev?
No, but there has been performances like that through the season, I feel, especially defensively, and we've not really come to terms with it. I don't know what's wrong. I don't know if we're working on it or not at the back, but we just seem a million miles away. We don't seem together at times. You know, what Leighton Baines was saying, I think, was about things on the pitch, you know, that the chemistry between them is certainly not there. It certainly wasn't there last night.
Well, what happens in terms of Roberto's future? I mean, obviously, that is the big talking point amongst the fans. You know, I'm sure for hours afterwards on social media discussions, where does Roberto go from here? What are your thoughts about what he can achieve? Is Saturday the make or break, or have decisions already been made, do you think?
I don't think they've been made, because I think Bill Kenwright's quite a loyal person. You know, he's employed Roberto, and I think, you know, it'll be hard, though. It'll be hard for Bill to sort of swish-wash it away if we do lose Saturday, and, you know, come to the end of the season, we haven't won a game, because we don't look as if we're going to win a game at the moment. But it's a massive game for Roberto. It'll most probably put him in good stead with the chairman, but if that's enough, I'm not quite sure.
Kev Ratcliffe, thank you very much indeed, pal.
Cheers.
Take care. Bye-bye. Kev Ratcliffe.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.